This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and today I'm in Canberra Museum and Gallery Spaces talking with Alexander Boynes, who's one of the collaborators in the new exhibition starting today called High Vis Features. Good morning, Alexander.
Thanks very much for coming in and chatting with us, Neil.
Now, it turns out it's all in the family because your co-artist here is Mandy Martin, and you two have worked together over a number of shows.
We have. We've known each other a long time, since she gave birth to me. For those who aren't aware, I'm Boyne, she's Martin, and a lot of people take a while to put that connection together. We're also working collaboratively with Perth-based cellist and composer Tristan Parr, who, would you believe, is actually my brother-in-law, so my sister's husband.
Truly all in the family.
Truly in the family.
So High Vis Features is actually, in a way, I guess, the latest elaboration of a number of shows I've seen over time. In fact, you worked in Orange and in Geelong, and I imagine in a number of other places as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so really this is the first time that we've been able to present these large-scale collaborative pieces which combine very large paintings, about nine or so metres of painting by Mandy, and then three channel video by me with scores by Tristan Parr. But this is the first time we've been able to bring them to Canberra and show them to local audiences. And considering that I'm based here and Mandy's based in regional New South Wales, this is very much our hometown, and we've constantly sort of flirted around the edges, so it's great to bring it here to the home of Parliament in a politically flammable and environmentally flammable week in Australia.
Yes, your timing is impeccable.
Unfortunately, yes, very unfortunately. It's perfect and horrible at the same time.
So when you walk into the exhibition, I think, based on my own perceptions, you're immediately set on edge because the walls are orange. There's a sort of a threatening undertone to Tristan's music, which is on at the moment, and that sets the scene for the works that you'll be able to actually understand from that point.
Absolutely. I think we're it's an interesting line to try to ride, where we are clearly talking about major environmental and humanitarian threats, and our belief is that, you know, high vis is really the best way of actually describing the time that we're in. High vis is both a colour schematic and as a warning system is designed to be at odds with the landscape, and in doing so it imposes a new type of control over our environment. Yeah, so for us working with these colours of alarm and shock and danger, which have become ubiquitous throughout our communities, allows us to talk about the kind of greater issues and bring awareness to these dangers around us.
And what's interesting to me is that, given the show's called High Vis Futures, your recent work seems much more devoid of colour.
This is very true. Something happened to me in the middle of the year. It was the election. And to me, this was Australia's chance to take a stance on climate change and actually do something positive. It was the climate election, as it was branded. The morning after the election, I woke up and I was just so gutted at the response and the fact that Australia had chosen to not deal with this global problem that is the talking point and the issue of our times that will touch everyone on the planet, no matter who you are. And to me, it was a bit like when you hear of people that have a big shock in their life and overnight their hair goes white, all the colour goes out of their work. Well, that's what happened to me. I woke up and I suddenly thought, right, okay, I've been using a lot of really vibrant and bold colour, but I'm not messing around anymore. We can't mess around anymore. We have to actually just go for the jugular and go for the emotions and feelings and the heart, because we're in very dangerous times and we need to be direct and call that out.
So you can come in yourself and see this. In fact, over Canberra's summer, if it's anything like last summer, and there'll be all those 40 degree days, it's a bit of an oasis in the Canberra Museum and Gallery. You can come in here into their air-conditioned spaces and galleries 2 and 3 here and see the apocalypse unfolding outside.
This is very true. Powered by 50% renewables at this current rate, apparently. Yeah. So yeah, you're only half guilty.
Terrific. Well, thank you for talking with us this morning, Alexander. The show runs until
the 1st of February 2020.
At CMEG.
Yeah.
Come along and have a look. Thank you.
Thank you.